Previously on From.
We have to get inside. We'll be safe in there. I'll be right behind you.
Why are you screaming like that?
I had a really bad dream.
Your mom needs you, okay? Go and get help.
Julie!
You have no idea what you're doing.
This whole time, you've been less than 2 hours away with these people.
It isn't what you think.
Don't fucking do it!
You'll feel better if you come outside.
I can't fucking do this anymore.
You shouldn't be doing this. Victor wouldn't like it.
Every time I see something really weird, I see this symbol.
It's not safe here. This is where they sleep.
Come on, Victor, go!
Maybe this is just gonna be like one of those crazy stories that we just tell at parties and it'll be fun.
Is anyone in there?
Please help us. We were on a bus.
You ever wonder if Abby was right? What if it's all just a dream? My blood is your blood now.
What do you mean it collapsed? Which house collapsed?
The one next to the diner.
Oh my God!
Tabitha!
So she pushed you into a tree, and then you...
Then I was someplace else.
So you're saying you, teleported?
No, I don't know. When you say it like that, it sounds freaking crazy.
That... Where is Sarah?
I don't know. She said she was gonna be right behind me.
So do you think she's alive?
I don't know.
Okay, look, I need you to really just take me through this, okay? Look, you went through a tree, and then what?
Then I was back here.
How?
I got lucky, I found my way.
Look, if you don't wanna tell me, just say that you don't wanna tell me.
Hey.
Dad, you said that you were gonna find answers. You said you were gonna go out there and find answers or find a way home. That's what you said, and now we're exactly where we fucking started.
Whoa. Hey, what's going on here? Ellis, hey, talk to me. What happened? What's happening, son?
Fatima. Look, last night it got bad. Yeah, it got really bad. Yeah, I feel like the people that make it here, it's because there's a part of themselves that they hold on to. And I just think, look, last night I feel like I saw that piece of her start to slip away.
Okay. Hey, look at me. Look at me. It has to be you.
Okay.
You have to be that piece of her that this place can't take away. That's how we get through this. Okay? Even if we lose our way, we hold on to each other. We keep trying. Till we get home.
We get home.
That's right. This place will not win. You understand me? Good. Come here. Come.
All right.
Okay.
I'm gonna go give Kenny a hand, checking on the animal traps and
let somebody else do that. Go see Fatima.
Well, I figured while I was out there, I could pick her some of those wildflowers she likes.
Got it. Good man. Yeah. Hey, you know what? You should think about getting her a new ring. That little wire doodad. Hey, you're better than that. Right?
Glad you're back, Dad.
Yeah.
Just a little boy, I asked my father, what will I be? Will I be handsome? Will I be rich? Here's what he said to me. Que sera, sera. Whatever will be. The future's not ours to see. Que sera, sera. What will be. Now I have children of my own. They ask their father, what will I be? Will I be pretty? Will I be rich? I tell them tenderly. Que sera, sera. Whatever will be. The future's not ours to see. Que sera, sera. What will be. Que sera, sera.
Mm-hmm. All done. Good. You did great.
You're okay.
Breathe, breathe.
Just gonna clip it here, okay?
Good. Try to keep it dry, okay? We can take them out in probably a week or two, all right?
So we're done here then?
You have three cracked ribs and probably a bruised lung. I wouldn't exactly call that fine, okay?
You okay, Dad?
Yeah, buddy. Just catching my breath, that's all.
How you doing? I heard you had a pretty rough night, too.
She was on a quest with Victor.
I'm okay. Look, bottom line is you got really lucky. So just don't do anything to make it worse, okay?
All right.
I'll check back on you in a bit.
All right.
Thank you.
Kids, can you give me and your mom a second?
Yeah, of course.
Donna said we could stay at the colony house, but there's no way in hell I'm taking the kids
Abby.
Back. Hey.
I thought you were dead.
Sorry. I know. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
I can't lose you.
No. Tim, the wires aren't connected to anything.
What?
Yeah, they were just dangling from the ceiling. Any electricity if the wires aren't connected.
Tabitha, we have so much to talk about. How are the kids holding up?
I don't know. I think I'm gonna take them to the see if I can get some food. I don't know when they've eaten.
I love you.
I love you too.
You are not listening to me.
No, I'm listening, and I'm telling you to fuck off. You think after what happened last night, I'm just gonna trust you people?
That is not gonna do any good against those things that come out at night. All you're gonna do is make everyone here nervous.
No, but it's okay for you to start shooting out fucking tires, though, right? Because that made people real fucking
calm. Whoa. Oh, hey, Donna, what's going on here? What's going on, Donna?
And who the fuck are you?
Boyd Stevens. I'm the sheriff.
I thought the Asian guy was the sheriff.
We're just having a little disagreement about firearms.
Residents don't carry guns. That's the rule.
Whose rule is that?
Mine.
Well, rules change.
No. Got it. Hold up. Look, I understand. This is all pretty scary, right? But I've had a strange fucking week, so I'm a little less patient than normal. You don't like the rules. Great. You take your rifle, you go live out in the woods, and make whatever rules you like. See how long you last. Now. You want a roof over your head at night when those things come out to hunt. Then you put the fucking rifle down! And you listen to the lady. That's a good choice.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, we are all gonna have the time to talk, okay? Answer all your questions. Just know that we are all in this thing together. And the only way to get through this is together.
Take him to the house. Go. Go.
Do you want more?
No, that's good.
Okay, come on. Honey, you need to eat something.
I'm not hungry.
How's the jewels? Really good.
Can we go see Victor? Mom?
Yeah?
Can we go see Victor?
No, honey, not now. He's been through a rough few days.
I hope he's not mad at me.
Why would he be mad at you?
Me and Jade were in his room. He said he was looking for clues about how to get home. I told him Victor wouldn't like it. Are we gonna be able to get our stuff back? Norman's down there.
I don't know, honey. Eat your food, okay? Where are you going? I'll be right back. Can I talk to you for a second?
You like tea?
Oh, no. Thank you, I'm okay. I know you oversee a lot of the supplies in town, and I was wondering if maybe I could go through the storage. Everything we had was in that house. We don't have any supplies or clothing or...
You come stay our house. Okay, mothers help together.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, hear about Christie's fiance?
I did.
Not sure that's ever happened before.
So, what are supplies looking like?
Not good. Storm wiped out half our crop. We're gonna have to get real serious about rations with all the new people. Driver said there were 25 aboard. What with the folks in the diner and the bodies we found this morning, we're accounting for about 22. Busload of terrified people, and I fire a fucking shotgun.
You're gonna lose people no matter what, so let's focus on the ones you saved.
You gonna tell me what happened out there?
Hey, I got another one.
Okay. Oh, fuck. Shit. We salvaged that one?
No, there's, I can't find the... Can you stop with the flowers, please, and just help?
Listen, man, I get that you're probably all bent out of shape about the whole Christie thing. Never mind. It's fine.
Look, there's a rod that helps prop up the traps. It's just I don't.
Okay.
I must have put the...
What the hell is that? Jesus.
Okay. We have to bring her back into town and bury her.
Why would they do that? I mean,
just put the goddamn flowers down and help me. All right, she's, look, she's pinned to the tree, so... Okay.
Get Christy. Now. Go!
Help me. Please. Help me.
Yeah, it's okay. It's okay.
You're okay.
What?
I said I'm glad you're okay. We lost so many people, I was worried.
Who was in my room?
Sorry?
Someone was in my room and they took something.
I think I saw Jade and the Matthews boy up here last night, but...
Excuse me.
Holy shit, this is great. This is great.
That's mine. Give it back to me.
Yeah.
Give it back to me.
I'm sorry. All right.
Give it back to me.
Just thinking I could just play for a little bit and then...
Give it back to me!
Hey! All right. Calm down, man.
That's my room. You don't go in my room, okay?
Wait! Oh, hold on! Slow down! I'm sorry, okay? I shouldn't have gone in your room. I thought you were fucking dead. I've been looking everywhere for you. There's a symbol that I keep seeing. I keep seeing things that aren't actually there, but every time I do, there's a symbol. And there's this book that Kenny's mom gave me. Some guy kept drawing the same symbol, and there's a picture. Would you please just fucking stop?
There's got to be a reason I'm seeing this everywhere. But this guy. He must have been seeing it too. Right? And look. Right there. Right in the back. That's you, right? Maybe in some fucked up way, this could be the key to getting the hell out of here. Jesus, all this time. Don't you want to go home?
You shouldn't have touched this. It's not yours. Stay away from me!
Well, fuck you too! Wait,
Yeah, the paint got a little faded. First few weeks I was here, I carried it everywhere I went. I held it when I slept. Sweaty palms, I guess. I like the blonde. It's a cute look. I know all this is a lot. But we can get through this together. Hey, sorry.
No, it's okay. It's fine. I just... Maybe I should stay with the others from the bus. People died last night, and that's the rock I painted for you, sitting there like it was on your nightstand at home. And you're just acting like everything's... I just need some time.
Christy, are you in here? It's an emergency.
Coming.
Christy. Yeah, great.
What?
We need your help.
Okay.
Now.
What's going on?
I gotta go. I promise we'll talk as soon as I'm back, okay? No. Just, I love you. Don't do anything until
Christy.
I leave. I gotta go. I'm sorry.
Doesn't hurt. That's weird, right? Why doesn't it hurt? You still there?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm still here.
What's your name?
I'm Alice.
Cool name. I'm Kelly.
Hi, Kelly.
Where are we?
We're in the woods. Just outside town.
The woods? How? Oh, God. We were in the barn. These people came in, they... Brian was screaming.
It's okay.
No. You don't understand. They dragged us out. They made me watch. They said they wanted to play with me.
Okay, the doctor's here. She's gonna take care of you, okay?
Hi. I'm Christy. I'm just gonna take a look at you, okay?
Okay. Is it bad?
It's bad.
Oh, God.
Hey.
It's bad.
Hey. Take my hand. Squeeze it as hard as you like. And I'm gonna take a look, okay? Squeeze.
Squeeze.
Am I interrupting something? I was looking for the doctor. I think her name is Christy.
She had to run out. Can I help you with something?
You're the fella that got stuck under the house. That boy from the bus that got stuck with you, he sat across the aisle from me. I'll let you get back to...
Where were you headed? You were on a bus. Where were you going?
The racetrack. I was gonna bet on the ponies. I've been visiting racetracks all across the country.
Is it a charter bus?
I don't know. It was a bus. It had wheels and a door and tickets you had to buy.
What's in the bag?
You ask a lot of questions.
I just have one more.
Okay. We need a little help in here.
Hey, you're supposed to be in bed.
Who the hell are you?
My name's Marielle. I'm a nurse. Let's get you up to the floor, okay?
Yeah.
Come on. Okay, there we go. A little sore. Okay, I'm gonna see if I can find you an aspirin or something.
Excuse I'll me. Stay with him.
Thank you.
You okay? Can you imagine showing up in a place like this to find out that your fiancé is here?
What did you say?
Well, Christy and Marielle, they're engaged.
You're my what?
Your proxy. It's something we normally do on the first night, but it's happened a little differently this time. You have any questions, or is there anything I can do to make things a little...
How long have you been here?
Just had my one-year anniversary. It was, You good?
Is there water nearby? Like a lake or a pond?
Yeah, I mean, we have this place called Brundle's not far from here.
Can I see it?
Here it is. Closest thing to normal fun we have here.
Why do they call it the Brundles?
It was just called that when I got here. How did you know about the...
I saw it.
Were you the one on the bus that had the dream? Yeah, those happen sometimes. People have all sorts of strange reactions to this place. Dreams, nightmares, weird premonitions. But we don't know why or what it means. Why it happens to some people and not to others. This one girl, Nadia, she used to say that it was like this place was calling out to us. But only some of us were listening closely enough to hear it.
But has anyone...
Yes. People have obsessed over these things. They've compared and picked it apart. It didn't tell us anything we didn't already know.
Which is what?
That we're stuck. And nobody can tell us why.
So?
Well, I mean, even if we were in a hospital, this would be at least in... 15-hour operation.
But she's talking. I mean, she's literally sitting there and talking.
Yeah, I know.
How long can she be here?
I mean, it could be hours. It could be days. She's not suffering right now, but I don't know how long that's going to last.
Those things will be back tonight. Okay, so then we have to get her out of here.
Like, I don't think you understand. I mean, it's a miracle she's even still alive.
So then what do we do? How do we
do it. Do you have something in your bag that might...
No, nothing that would be strong enough. We have to pull out the rod.
Okay, will it be peaceful?
I don't know.
Look, there is one more option.
No. No. I'm not having her last moments be with a gun to her head, okay?
Christy? Hey.
I'm right here.
I'm not okay.
No. You're not.
Am I gonna die?
Yeah.
This is for Dad.
Mom, this has a huge hole in it.
So, if it fits, it goes. Oh, just like this one. Perfect.
So how come Ethan gets to spend the afternoon looking through toys with Miss Liu, and I get stuck doing this?
Oh, honey, I'm sorry. Do you want to play with toys? Come on, Julie. This is what being an adult looks like. Oh. Look at this. Try this on.
This is so creepy. All this stuff has belonged to people who...
What? It's not different than a thrift store.
It's a little different.
It fits you. Perfect.
So are we living with Kenny and his mom now? And Jade?
Well, just for now, you know. Once your dad's back on his feet, then we can start looking.
Mom? Mom, what's wrong? What's wrong?
Nothing.
Mom, what happened just now? What's going on?
Wait. I don't know. Nothing. Let's go home.
What?
Let's go home.
Okay.
Come on.
Okay.
Hey, babe. Back, little sooner than expected. The big swing we talked about? It didn't go quite the way I planned. But I got some news. Somebody's getting married. Maybe you already knew that. Or maybe... maybe none of this is real. Maybe when Alice is sitting by a hospital bed, waiting for me to open my eyes up. Just open your eyes up! Oh! I mean, how could a man that's chained to a wall in a place that's not there know your name? How can that be real?
Mom, what happened back there?
Nothing, I'm fine.
Mom.
What? I'm fine. You know, why don't you take these upstairs, please?
Mom, talk to me. Do you know what I spent the whole night thinking about in that diner? How I was gonna have to take care of Ethan by myself. Because I thought you were dead. And I sat there waiting for those things to find Dad and rip him apart. So don't tell me you're fine. And don't tell me it's nothing.
Yes, I saw something. Something that wasn't there. It's not the first time that's happened.
What do you mean?
After Thomas died,
For months, I could still hear him crying. Sometimes I would even go into her room. And I would see him there. Just for a second, it always felt so peaceful. Like he was letting me know he was okay. So that's what happened just now? Is that Thomas?
No, this was different. I saw two children standing in the middle of the road staring at me. But this,
what?
It didn't feel peaceful.
Is Ellis still there?
Hi. Yeah, I'm still here.
And, who's the other boy?
Oh, that's Kenny. He's our deputy.
Hi, Kenny.
Hi.
You're all so nice. Can you get my phone, please? I have to call my mom.
The phones here, they don't really work. But we can write you a note. I got some paper in my bag. You just tell us what you want to say and we'll write it down for you, okay?
You'll make sure she gets it.
Yeah.
I guess that'd be okay.
Whenever you're ready.
Tell her that I love her. And I'm sorry I didn't give her a hug. She wanted one, but I was mad when I left, so. It was so stupid. We had this fight of O'Brien, and I didn't give her a hug, so tell her that I'm sorry. And what is that?
Hey. Kelly, what's wrong?
Do you hear that?
Kelly, hey.
Hey, what's happening?
No. Just do what?
I don't know. The longer we wait, the more she'll suffer, okay? Just...
Okay, all right, I'll do it.
It's my job.
Hello? Hey.
Wait.
Hey, Eric's grief.
From the bus. They left it like that. Christy, Kenny, come. Come. You all go back to town now, okay?
What?
You don't need to be here for this.
All due respect, Sheriff.
Christy, I'm not asking.
I'm not leaving, okay?
All right. What's your name?
It's Kelly.
Kelly?
I can't. I'm no.
Okay.
Squeeze my hand, Kelly. Squeeze.
Hey, everything okay?
Please stay.
Christy, baby, what?
I just need you to stay.
Baby, what?
I just need you to stay.
Hey, shh, come here.
I'm gonna
I'm gonna head over to the church. I told Donna I'd look through the stuff that Father Cotry had, see if there's something we could read at the service.
Yeah. So. Kenny.
Yeah.
It's those things. They did this.
I was just, Promise me it won't always be this way. You can lie if you have to, just please. Promise me.
Let's get married.
What?
Look, I know that we said we'd wait. And, you know, that we'd do it when we got back home, but I... You know what? I don't want to wait. I don't want to let this place be the thing that decides when we get to be happy. So let's do it. Let's get married.
Okay.
Okay?
Getting married.
Okay. Okay. We're getting married.
Hey. Is that for Miss Liu?
It was in the storage closet. She said I could have it. The puzzle.
So cool. I want to talk to you about something. I know how much you like to see everything like a challenge or a quest. But I just want to realize...
I know it's dangerous here. I know it's not like things are all just make-believe. And I promise I'll be careful.
Good.
Hey. I think I got it. Cool, huh?
Looks like you're having a shit day, too.
Yeah. There was this, girl from the bus out in the forest. Kelly. Those things dragged her out there, and, they took a metal rod from one of the traps and stuck it right in her head and into a tree. Kid was still alive.
Did you have to?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Boyd.
Ella said she was traveling with her boyfriend, Brian. Those things got him. Said they made her watch what they did to him.
Jesus Christ.
Funny thing, though. My first tour in Iraq, I was driving with a few guys from my unit back to our command center. We drove over an IED. Standard issue Jeep. The fucking thing blew right through it. First two guys dead on impact. There was this kid from Wisconsin. We used to call him Smuckers because the kid fucking loved jelly. Anyway, the shrapnel from the IED, right, whipped right through. He died in my arms. He's crying, begging. First time I ever watched someone die. Corporal Brian Kelly. How about that? That's a pretty big fucking coincidence, don't you think? Brian Kelly.
Boy, that's...
No, I killed a kid. And instead of mourning, I'm standing here trying to figure out how any of this shit can be fucking real.
Boyd, what happened in the forest?
I gotta go.
No, you do not get to walk in here and dump a load of shit like that and then just walk away. You don't want to tell me? Fine. You talk when you feel like talking.
Okay.
I just need to know that you got your shit together. I tried doing what you do, okay? And I just got a bunch of fucking people killed.
Donna.
I don't need a goddamn pep talk. I just need to know that you're back. Because these people can't take a whole lot more of this. Fuck. I'm not sure how much more I can take.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.